What you are about to hear is real.
Here at 9 to 5-5, we can see you now, thanks. We've got the suspect's house under observation. It's that lighthouse over there, the one with the yellow trim. Why don't you get to the shadow of that big tree over there? We'll advise you as soon as the suspect heads for his car.
For the yellow trim.
5-5, unit 9-10-4.
Which one would that be?
The one back there.
We just went by it?
Okay.
We'll move in behind the other detective unit. Lights are out. Dark street. Moving under the cover of a tree. This is Don Reed, police recorder. You're in a special undercover car designated as Unit 5-5. Driving, Sergeant Ron Perkins. It's a beat-up 1944. Dents in the fender. Paint's peeling off. A two-way radio bill under the seat. A hopped-up motor. It'll take any hot rod. We're dressed in sports shirts and Levi's and working with two special agents. You're on a narcotics investigation. Our job tonight is to pick up a narcotics pusher who's been selling to juveniles. So while you're with us, remember, these people are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors. There is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. And now we switch you to a special undercover car operating somewhere in the field on a narcotics investigation, and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
Unit 9 to 5-5, can you read it?
5-5 to Unit 9-10-4.
9 to 5-5, roger, stand by.
Unit 9 is another undercover car parked on the street. Two agents and a policewoman give very casual appearance. Their car is on a different frequency than ours, so our only contact is that portable transmitter. You're sitting in our undercover car, 5-5, and we're on special assignment. Now, if things go according to plan, in a few minutes, a suspect who has been pushing marijuana to high school kids will come out to his car and make another delivery. Our job is to follow him without being observed until he contacts a user and makes a sale. That's when we'll move in. Our information is that he'll attempt to contact a young girl. And if we have luck, we can grab them with the stuff. This particular suspect is real cagey. If we're spotted, we're dead. Well, time will tell. One of the agents is sauntering up toward our car. Let's get the window down and see what's up.
What?
Somebody's in the house using the phone.
We know what we got.
Marijuana.
How much?
They're bringing in two boxes a day.
You're bringing in this fellow's house here?
Yeah.
How far from here was it that you found the marijuana in that box?
Seven blocks.
A big vicious circle. Narcotics. Yeah.
That on that junk 24 hours, we'd have been in business. We don't have enough guys.
Well, someday you'll have enough guys, maybe.
I think we ought to move up with this car. I think we can move up.
Or you can duck down if somebody comes. We'll sit back here. And keep in contact with us with Unit 9.
Yeah.
All we do is sit tight.
House on foot.
5-5, repeat.
Suspect leaving the house.
Suspects are leaving the house.
10-4, which direction?
Going east.
10-4, are you going to follow him?
Do you want to move around the block and sit in up on Overland?
10-4, Unit 9. Mike, if I flick my taillights once, I'll take him. If I flick them twice, you take him.
the deal. As soon as we get around this short block, we should pick up the suspect's car. He should have some marijuana in the car now and probably will attempt to steal if he makes contact. Coming up to the corner. There's the suspect's car casually driving by. Back down the street about 300 yards, the other undercover car following. We'll cut in between and do the tailing first.
Unit 9 to 5-5, is that you ahead? Hit your stoplight so we can spot you. Thanks, we see you. Stay with him as long as you can, then we'll take him.
5-5, roger.
Following at about four car lengths, tied on the right-hand side, offline to his rear-view mirror. Now, there goes the turn indicator. He's going left. We'll go on straight ahead.
5-5 to Unit 9. Suspect's making a left turn. You take him.
Unit 9, roger.
Just glancing back, the number 2 undercover car picking up the tail. We'll have to shoot around the block now in a hurry and get in behind.
Roger, Unit 9. We see you just crossing the intersection. Heading behind you.
Unit 9, roger.
There we are. Both cars just passed in front of us. Suspect is still driving carefully. Now we're swinging in behind the undercover car. Suspect is... Hold on. Suspect is... Up ahead a couple of blocks, almost out of our view.
Unit 9 to 5-5, suspect cutting off on the side street, take him, code 2.
5-5 to 9, roger.
Our other unit's gone on past. They'll swing around the block. We've got to get him into view before we lose him. There goes his lights way up ahead. He's turning... Yeah, he's going to turn right on Santa Monica.
Turn right on Santa Monica.
Unit 9 to 5-5. We're on Santa Monica, but haven't spotted him. Check that. We see him now.
5-5 to 9, roger.
Right here at the main street. How we had to lay back. Both cars are out of our sight now. Trying to pick up speed. Here's a big open stretch here now. They're not up there. They must have turned off somewhere. Well, we're in trouble now.
Good 5-5 to Control 1. Can you pick up Unit 9?
5-5, Unit 9 wants you to pick them up northbound on motor. They're traveling without light.
Roger, 9. Coming in loud and clear.
Unit 9 to 5-5. Suspect is pulling into the drive-in on Rose and Santa Monica. We're staked out. Across the street, you might park in the rear of that gas station on the northwest corner. We can nail him whichever way he goes.
5-5, roger.
Well, a couple of blocks down the street. This may be where the suspect will make his contact and attempt to make a sale. Gas station on the right. There go our lights. Coasting in. Yeah. There's his car running.
Yes.
Suspect's car is parked in the driveway. It's full view. I can't see the other unit. They must be up the street a ways. Now we've cut our motor so that the smoke from the exhaust doesn't show.
put the field glasses on him.
Do you see him?
Yeah, he's talking to a girl just inside the door. That cinches it. That's the girl he's supposed to sell to. 5-5 to Unit 9. We have the suspect under observation. He's inside talking to the girl, our number 2 suspect. Stand by. They're both going off to the car now.
You through with these? Have the field glasses on both suspects. The girl, dressed in Levi's, both getting into the car.
5-5 to Unit 9. Suspect pick up the girl. They're pulling out on Santa Monica Boulevard, heading west. Let's take them.
Unit 9, roger. We see him. Okay, you take the front. We'll take the rear.
5-5, roger.
Suspect driving. The girl on the passenger side. Behind them. When we move up alongside, we'll have to watch. See that they don't throw any evidence out of the car. Almost up alongside now.
Well, you're going to
know me, then. Okay, I got it.
Police officers, pull that car over.
Pull that car over the curb. There we are, police officers. Second undercover car is getting in behind. Two officers and a policewoman on.
Come on, fellas. Get out of the car. Keep your hands out of your pocket.
What's this for?
Keep your hands out of your pocket.
Watching carefully. See that they don't throw any evidence away.
Stand right where you are. Whose purse is this?
It's mine.
Searching girl's purse.
I don't know.
Marijuana.
What do you mean you don't know?
Found it.
Where'd you find it?
In the street.
Well, whereabouts in the street?
I found it up there.
How old are you?
17.
All right. One
reefer.
Where'd you get it?
I found it.
How many more do you have?
I'm 7.
Police woman searching female suspects.
Just found that one right there.
Take her down and search her down at the station.
Police woman taking girl into custody. Let's move over to the male suspect. Pusher, as we say in the trade.
You're under arrest.
What's this?
These are handcuffs. You know what that means, don't you? Plain simply, you're under arrest.
Putting the suspect in the back of the car. We'll ride up front.
All together, you. They're all out.
You gotta get out.
Well, I got anything.
You get nothing at your ass at all, huh?
No. Well, what's wrong? I don't know what's wrong.
You have the slightest idea, huh?
No.
No idea at all. Yeah, get plenty of time to think about it.
Relax.
Yeah. Here you go. 5-5 to Control 1. Will you radio Unit 9? Request they shake the male suspect's house. We'll meet him at the station.
Control 1 to 5-5, 10-4. Control 1 to Unit 9. Unit 5-5, request you shake down the house of the male suspect.
You are listening to Night Watch. And following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. And now we switch you to police headquarters, where a narcotics investigation is underway, and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
Isolation section of the jail. Male suspect booked on narcotic charge. We're going into the cell to see if he has anything to say. Sergeant Perkins will handle.
Jim, you want to open up 8 for me?
Right.
Hey,
you do today? Where'd you go? Tell me all about it.
You want to look for a job?
Tell me about the narcotics. Tell me all about it. Tell me where you get it, where you got some right now. I'm not going to mess around.
Why don't you think I get those people narcotics?
What makes me think so? What do you think we've been following you around for? I don't get paid to follow some good, clean, honest citizen around. I get paid for following guys like you around and putting guys like you in jail and keeping you in jail. And every time you get out and you make a mistake, you go back to jail.
Why haven't you ever arrested me before?
Yeah, we figured we got you dead bang this time. Yeah, we figured you're peddling to minors. You know how old she is?
No.
She's only 16 years old, going on 17. You're going to be busted on furnishing narcotics to juveniles. Did you know that?
What? If I tell you the people that's using dope, I'll walk out of here, huh?
Dope?
You and I guess, are not going to deal. I can see that.
Can you use your aid for us?
Yeah.
Listen, will you call the juvenile section and have the matron bring the girl down to book on narcotics?
Trying to make a deal, huh?
Yeah, he's scared and he's squirming. Go see what the girl has to say.
Okay. Young girl. Suspect sitting in a chair. Matron standing by. Girl working over a wad of gum.
A long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, it has been.
Where did you get the marijuana cigarette?
Guy gave it to me to hold for him. He said he didn't tell me what it was or nothing. He just gave it to me to hold for him.
You never were much of a liar.
Well, I don't care.
Where's the rest of it?
I don't know. He's talking about.
What'd you do with them?
I never did have any, except that I didn't know what that was, one that Guy gave me.
You didn't even have a show marijuana cigarette before?
Oh, I've seen him, yeah, but...
You didn't know what this one was?
Well, I was so small.
You remember the time that you ran away? We had a long talk and you told me an awful lot about marijuana.
Oh,
you're running with all these different guys that smoked it and pushed it. Remember that talk we had?
Yeah, I remember.
Now, so don't tell me now, a year later, a year and a half later, that you didn't know what you had. And don't try to tell me that you don't know where the rest of them are.
I don't have any.
Well, what happens if I bring this guy in and he says that you did have?
Well, he could be lying, too, you know.
He's not lying. You're stuck anyway because you had marijuana on you.
I know.
Now we're going to go for something heavier and bigger.
I'm going up this time anyway.
Sure, you're going up this time. We start pushing a pushing rap against you instead of a possession.
How can you do that?
Don't worry about it. We will.
Yeah.
I don't make promises that I can't carry out. You got anything to say?
No, I never had me do anything like that.
Any what?
Anything like that.
What did you start to say?
I started to say anything about what I was going to say.
You started to say joints, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Not the word me.
Ten years I've been sitting behind a desk talking to people right like you. Might sit across the desk from me. For 10 years I've been analyzing people.
Yeah.
Talked to hundreds and hundreds of people. Every one of them sit back there and they try to lie their way out of it. And once in a great while they succeed. Once in a great while.
this isn't one of the times. You're lying. You're lying right down the line. You think it's going to save you. You think it's going to help you. It's not going to help you. It's not going to save you.
Nothing's going to help me. Because I'm going to go up anyway.
So if you don't want to answer our questions, then you can stand up now. Walk outside. There you are.
Taking a large wad of gum out of her mouth. Dropped it on the desk. Matron shaking her head.
Perkins. Yeah, Jenny. No, she's just leaving. Come on in. Did you find anything at his house? Good. Good. Yeah, bring him in. Okay.
What's up?
Well, Johnny shook this guy's house.
Hmm?
Came up with a stash of marijuana behind his dresser. Boy's talked to him, and he's willing to talk now.
Good deal. Narcotic officer is coming in. Johnson. Atkins.
Is this what you found in his dresser, Jim?
Yeah, this was in his behind his dresser up there in the room.
Hmm. How many sticks is it?
3, 6, 9, 10, 12, 14, about 20.
20 sticks?
Uh-huh.
Have you opened any of it to see how good a grade of marijuana it is?
No, I'll open one up now. He says it's real good. He, what he's done, he buys it and then he, takes the best out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He buys it for $15 a tin, then he takes the best stuff out of it and then sells the cull for $15. So he's, what he's doing, actually, he's supplying himself free.
George, you want to bring him in?
Suspect in. Sitting in chair. Piercing, narrow blue eyes. Uncertain of himself.
Well, we've got a good case against you on pushing the minors. Darn good case.
One way for you to look at it is somebody didn't worry about you. They know you should worry about the other guy.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, too.
Right. How much weed did you have? How many joints?
About 30.
About 30. And how much raw stuff?
About half a can.
About a half a can. You got $15 for these 30 joints and a half can.
Okay.
How much do you pay for this stuff when you get it?
$15.
$15, and how much do you make? How much profit do you make on it?
I get about 25 joints out of it.
In other words, you make 15, you pay $15 for a can, for a full
mm-hmm.
can, and you sell, what do you sell your joints for?
Four bits a piece.
Yeah. Where do you get your stuff?
Different guys.
How about this Johnny?
Yeah, you push it.
Do you ever get any off of him?
Yeah.
How do you make contact with him? Can anybody make contact with him, or is he just selling to certain ones?
Just people he knows.
Just the ones he knows. Does he sell to you for resale?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, somebody got to introduce you to him, or score for you, or something.
What if I went down and asked for, Johnny wasn't there, and asked some guys if Johnny was around, you think I could get him from somebody else?
Mm-mm.
No chance.
Not you.
This stuff that you had was sure lousy.
Just the looks of it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't the best.
How much do you blast?
Not much. Joined it, I guess.
What's it do for you?
So I go to sleep.
That's about it?
About it.
I want to tell you something just between you and me. The guy that pushes narcotics to juveniles is a... I'm going to take him back and put him in his cell, George.
What you have just heard is real. This narcotic investigation was recorded as it actually occurred. And now, back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
Tonight's investigation is the beginning of a crackdown on a large narcotic ring. Incidentally, the male suspect pleaded guilty as charged and is now confined in the county jail. The second suspect, the 17-year-old girl, admitted she had purchased marijuana cigarettes and later resold them to high school girls. She, too, was found guilty as charged. A feeling of resentment from the arresting officers leaked through in tonight's narcotic investigation. This is an honest human reaction, as two of the officers have teenage children. Another has a sister in her teens. They know and have seen what the use of marijuana can lead to. Stealing to obtain money to purchase the narcotics. The gradual swing to the hard stuff. The use of heroin injected into the arm. The personal degradation that follows. It's not a pretty picture, and it's not meant to be. But it's a real problem, and one that we, the law enforcement agency and the citizen, must fight together. If tonight we have brought this picture into the open and reached just a few, then we have a meaning for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Hedlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by the official police recorder, Don Reed.